are Locked On Pistons, your daily Detroit Pistons podcast. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
4 seconds left. He's got the ball. He should have it. Isaiah hangs on the ball, flips it up to the Raptors. Detroit is the city of champions again.
Detroit basketball.
What's happening? Welcome to the Locked On Pistons podcast, your episode for Wednesday, August the 12th, and the front office is coming together at a slow crawl. This is your boy Matt Shook, the host of the Locked On Pistons podcast, a sports writer here in Detroit City covering sports gambling for PlayMichigan.com, a Pistons fan and follower my whole life just like you guys, and a sports newspaper reporter for over a decade as well. Thank you for listening. Thanks for spreading the word every day about the Locked On Pistons podcast. It's a free podcast, and that's all we require you. Tell some friends, tell some family, the big Pistons fans in your life, or fans of other teams in the NBA, NFL, MLB, NHL, all those great places, college sports. Tough day for our Big Ten, big fan brethren, but we'll get through this, right? Only a few more months until we can change the president and go on a better path as a country. New VP pick today. Can't be upset about that. Good times as well. But we'll move on. A couple of new assistant coaches. A couple of new scouts for the Detroit Pistons announced. And since it's the middle of a pandemic and there's not much other Pistons news to talk about, we will do a little deep dive on that pair of gentlemen that are joining the Pistons front office tangentially. It's also Mock Draft Monday here on Wednesday. I got some draft notes for you. A 2021 mock draft to talk about briefly that I've got a conclusion that the Pistons should take from this list. James Edwards III of The Athletic has his new list out as well. Amari Sankofa of the Detroit Free Press has some news to pass along, so we'll deep dive into some of that stuff. Kind of a potpourri draft Monday here on a Wednesday. But give me a follow on Twitter at @Matt_Shook, S-C-H-O-C-H, another underscore for that. Also the Locked On Pistons Twitter account. And check us out on Facebook at Locked On Pistons Dash. Matt Shook, but Dame Lillard dropped 61 on Tuesday night. It's gotten into like a full-on man crush for me at this point, and that's fine. But Dame forever, you know, if you listen to this podcast, that's my Western Conference team. That's my favorite player in the entire NBA. I was thinking about it tonight. If Dame Lillard is not one of your five favorite players in the NBA, I don't know that we can hang. Like, I don't know that me and you would be friends if Dame is not one of your top five players. Favorite players, not best players, but top five favorite players in the NBA. Also want to give a plug to our friend Tony Paul of the Detroit News, who had a nice article about our friend Jamie Samuelson, who passed away last weekend, about 10 days ago now. They had the funeral on Tuesday morning out in Troy, I believe it was. I watched it virtually in the late morning. Beautiful service. Wojo went up there and spoke. Jamie's wife, Christy, his oldest daughter, Caroline, and I thought the priest did a good job as well. If you want to honor Jamie, join me in donating some money. Maybe consider getting a colonoscopy. That was his cause that he wanted to get out there in his one of his final days, a week or so before he passed away. In the obituary for Jamie, which Christy passed along, some websites that you might want to check out: the Colorectal Cancer Alliance, ccalliance.org, or also Paltown, which is the fundraising arm of Colon Town, which the obituary says is an amazing patient advocate group run by cancer survivors that was of great help to Jamie and Christy in battling this disease. That's paltown.org. Speaking of colonoscopies, you know, I'm 37. I'm probably not going to get one very soon. I will get one as the years go on, certainly. But I am, you know, doing some of the other self-care things. I would encourage you guys to do those kind of things. Get the treatments, get your checkups, make sure that you're functioning as you should. And of course, you know, think big picture. I don't want to be too preachy. I've already done too much preaching today. But put yourself kind of in that mindset that if you were gone tomorrow, how do you want to be remembered? Of course, we see all the glowing tributes about Jamie Samuelson from listeners far and wide, people who knew him very close, people who knew him, you know, to a lesser extent than family and friends like myself on the periphery. What can, if you don't like how you might be remembered, what can you do to change that, if changing that is something you want? Or maybe you're living right and keep that up. So anyway, let's transition, the tough transition as we sometimes have, to Pistons basketball. A couple of scouts joining Troy Weaver's front office. And the first one is a big family name in the NBA and basketball circles. That's Ryan West. That's right, son of Jerry West, the legendary player and front office executive that NBA fans are very familiar with. A 40-year-old from Los Angeles, graduated with a degree in sociology from Loyola Marymount in 2002. By the way, big ups to brother Brian for putting some of these notes together for me. Been a busy couple days. He is the son of Jerry West, as we mentioned, and the brother-in-law of Michelle Wee, the famous professional golfer. So Ryan was a scout with the Memphis Grizzlies from 02 to 09, overlapping with his dad a little bit there. Was with the Lakers for 10 years. Started as an assistant director of scouting in 09 with the Lakers and worked his way all the way up to director of player personnel. Largely kind of credited with some of the finding of some diamonds in the rough, like Ivaka Zubac, who's now with the Clippers. And then you got D'Angelo Russell, Jordan Clarkson, Kyle Kuzma, a little bit of a diamond in the rough with a late first-round pick there. But Clarkson out of Mizzou, Russell out of Ohio State as well, and left the Lakers and spent a couple years as an informal pro and college scout with the Clippers. So, yeah, a little bit of a resume. Of course, the lineage there. Not a huge fan of the nepotism, but, of course, that's kind of runs a little bit here in the Pistons organization, and that's fine. And obviously a guy who's earned some, you know, some platitudes, and certainly it's a scouting position. So good for him. Good for the Pistons. And another familiar name to maybe hardcore Pistons fans is Harold Ellis, 49-year-old from Atlanta, went to Morehouse, played some pro ball in the U.S. and Europe, and also had short stints in the NBA with the Clippers and the Nuggets. He was a Greek League All-Star in 1996 as well, and just a successful player over in Europe for the most part in his career. A scout for the Atlanta Hawks from 02 to 08 and was hired in 08 by the Detroit Pistons as an assistant coach to one Michael Curry, and stayed on in the front office after that from 09 to 2012. Went to the Orlando Magic in 2012 after that. Director of pro scouting for the Orlando Magic until 2017, and has been the director of player personnel for the New York Knicks since 2017, working under Scott Perry, a former Detroit Piston hand as well. So, hey, Harold Ellis came to Detroit, and the Pistons went in the toilet in 2008, and hopefully he can be a contributing factor to the team maybe someday, climbing out of the toilet as we follow along every day here on the Locked On Pistons podcast. But up next, we're going to get into Mock Draft Monday on this Wednesday and talk about a 2021 mock draft and some other news and notes around the internet. That's coming up next here on the Locked On Pistons podcast. But hey, you know how I feel about CBD oils and how they can help your life. I'm a daily user. I'm very much a proponent of these products. It doesn't matter if you're a pro athlete, a stay-at-home parent, or you spend 8 hours a day in an uncomfortable office chair. Get a nice office chair. Let's do that together, me and you. Everyone needs support to make it through the day. Luckily, our friends at CBDMD have an amazing duo that can help you relax, regroup, and recharge when life gets chaotic, as you know it will and does. CBD Freeze with Menthol is an award-winning product that offers instant cooling relief for muscles and joints in a convenient and easy-to-use roller or shareable squeeze tube. Also, CBD Recover combines CBD with inflammation-fighting compounds like ARNICA and vitamin B6 to give you the support you need where it matters most. And to make it even easier to try this amazing duo of topicals and everything else CBDMD has to offer, they're offering all of our listeners 25% off when you order using the promo code NBA at checkout. Once again, that's CBDMD.com, promo code NBA, for 25% off your purchase of superior CBD oil products from CBDMD.
Yes, sir!
All right, a little bit later on, we are going to drop some news about the Detroit Pistons and their draft plans, but what we're going to do today, and what we will do a lot more often as time goes on here, because the Detroit Free Press and Detroit News are going to a pay model online for their websites, if you haven't heard. So you know what that means. Pay a few bucks and get a subscription to either or both of those newspapers so you continue reading the great work of folks like Rod Beard and Wojo of the Detroit News, John Neo, of course, Omari Sankofa of the Free Press, whatever columnists that they got that really don't write about the Pistons ever, but certainly the Pistons don't deserve a lot of coverage over this last decade, but I would encourage you guys to get a newspaper subscription if you know my route. It's the kind of thing that would help out folks like me or the next me or all that good stuff going forward. But we're going to violate the rules a little bit here and go on to my accounts that are paid sites and just read from those articles, as we'd like to do sometimes. I should probably pay James of The Athletic some of the revenue of this podcast, but we're going to start with ESPN, an insider story of ESPN.com from Jonathan Givney, formerly of Draft Express, who now covers the draft for ESPN.com, does a lot of overseas stuff, and is kind of the go-to guy right now for draft stuff in the ESPN universe. And I wanted to, and we're not going to go blow by blow of the 2021 mock draft that he has, but I do think that it's instructive to have a decent idea of what the draft looks like a year from now for a team like the Pistons, who I expect, and I'm certainly not sure that this is what the front office will do. There's a lot of Fred VanVleet talk out there, some Blake Griffin talk that we might talk about tomorrow as well, some other Montrezl Harrell's another guy who could be out there this coming off season. But certainly if I was in charge, I would look at this as like a 2-year kind of bottom out, in that you're looking at a tough season next year and a high draft pick in the lottery. Again, you don't have to be the first pick. You don't have to be the in that mix of the top four teams or top three teams with the best lottery odds. You just be bad. Hopefully you improve. Hopefully you get some wins from the young guys and get something like a top 10 pick. I'm not an advocate of tanking, but it's the reality of what the Pistons are. No shortcuts for this rebuild, in my opinion. So I'm looking at the 2021 mock draft, and I'm trying to figure out some general thoughts about the mock draft. I'm not saying, hey, we need to tank so we can get Cade Cunningham or Jalen Green. I'm just trying to get a big picture analysis. It was instructive if last year the Pistons made their pick at 15 for Sekou Doumbouya, and we're thinking about this year's draft with that in mind, thinking, okay, got a lot of point guards out there in this year's draft. You got a couple of talented centers. And again, Onyeka Okongwu wasn't on a lot of draft radars at this time last year. You know, James Wiseman, LaMelo Ball, Anthony Edwards, those guys were kind of floating around. And these mock drafts right now, it's going to change a lot a year from now, no doubt about that. But just to speak in generalities about what it looks like is instructive in a multi-year rebuild process. So looking at the 2021 mock draft from Jonathan Givney, number one, Cade Cunningham going to Oklahoma State next year. Jalen Green, and of course, who knows if we'll have basketball, especially at the college level. Jalen Green with the G League Academy coming in next year, number two. Evan Mobley is a center at USC next year. So kind of you got one center, number three. And then I'm telling you, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, all the way down to 11. So 4 through 10. And again, I'll throw Jalen Green into this mix. Jalen Green's a 6'5 shooting guard. 4 through 10 are all guys between 6'6 and 6'8 that are shooting guards, small forwards, or power forwards. These are wings. This is a wing-heavy draft in the top 10. You go down the list. It continues. 10 is Terrence Clark. 11, you got a point guard, but you got more wings coming up. You got Keon Johnson at 13. You got Josh Christopher at Arizona State, a player that Michigan fans are very familiar with as well. So I'm talking about lottery picks that are wings, a wing-heavy draft. Cade Cunningham is the point guard, a big, nice-sized point guard, by the way. So he's a little bit of an outlier in next year's draft. Evan Mobley, like we said, a center, a little bit of an outlier. But led by Jalen Green, we're talking about wings, wings, wings. What does this draft not have? Wings, right? You took Sekou Doumbouya. We know the Pistons need more wings. There's no doubt about that. I'm just saying, and I'm not saying don't take Isaac Okoro, don't take Denny Avdija just because there's wings next year. I'm just saying if you're going to thinking about ways to get high lottery picks that are going to change this franchise going forward, there will be the opportunity to draft more wings next year. All that to say, I know that wings are the most value. I know that, but looking at the 2021 mock draft gives me more incentive this year to either go with one of those talented point guards, and I know you guys like some of them. I know you might not like some of the others, or the ultimate modern-day NBA drafting blasphemy, and take that center. I know that it smells like Andre Drummond, and that wasn't a good era for Detroit Pistons basketball to build around a highly drafted center. I know the value isn't as good, but man, I'm telling you, not a lot of centers next year. There's centers this year. You get Okongwu in there. You get his development started right now. James Wiseman, I am higher on James Wiseman than a lot of people on NBA Draft Twitter. I think he's going to be a top five pick, despite what a lot of people think. And he's moving up my board. I tell you that. I mean, it's a lottery ticket. We talk about the Pistons being bad, needing to take a couple of swings. And I know that's a lot of reason why Anthony Edwards and LaMelo Ball are ranked as highly as they are by folks like maybe you guys and some of the draft folks out there. If you listen to the show, you know I'm not sold on either one of those guys. And I'm an Okongwu guy. I like Tyrese Halliburton most out of the point guards. That's my 1-2 on the top of my list. I'm not as big on Killian Hayes as maybe a lot of Pistons Nation, and I'm certainly not big on LaMelo Ball or Anthony Edwards. Was encouraged on Monday, and again, we're just going to go through these pace sites and read their stories one by one. James Edwards switched it up a little bit this week. He's been doing a lot of his draft lists based on people he talks to and sourcing it and figuring out what is maybe the thought process behind not only the Pistons organization, but people around the league. This week, he put out a top 10, which was his, James Edwards, preferences as players that he liked. And I think it's from a Pistons perspective as well. Yeah, it's from with the Pistons' needs and future in mind. He went with Tyrese Halliburton at 1 and Onyeka Okongwu at 2. So that's my 1 and 2. He just had him flip. And again, it's close for me. Ty might go to Halliburton given that he's more of a position of need and a position of value as well. James goes Killian Hayes at 3. And again, I would encourage you guys to get an athletic subscription. Read the stories. Read the good work that those guys invested in and that James puts the hard work into. As well, Anthony Edwards of Georgia, number four. Wiseman, number 5, ahead of LaMelo Ball at 6. I like that. James talks about how he sees LaMelo as kind of a backup point guard going forward. I don't know if I'd quite go that far, but I don't see him as a cornerstone, a guy you want to build around. And look, I know saying those kind of things risks halfway through next season the unbelievable passing, the Pistol Pete stuff, and we're looking at it being like, how did we not all say LaMelo Ball was number one? I realize that's an option and something that could happen, but I'm not on board. I'd probably have him right around 5 or 6 as well. We'll come out with another big board probably maybe next week or maybe right after the lottery, which is now a week from tomorrow, by the way. But James finishing off his top 10 just to make sure you guys get more value for your buck on the free podcast here instead of ducking and not getting your athletic subscription. But James has Denny Avdija at number 7, Kira Lewis of Alabama at number 8, kind of a point guard that's moving up some lists. 9, he's got Isaac Okoro, and 10, Obi Toppin of Dayton. So, again, James and I kind of seeing things through our the same lens in some ways through the draft, which makes me feel better about my thoughts and some of my conclusions and theories. And again, this is an inexact science. I've been wrong on guys. You've been wrong on guys. I'm sure James has a couple of stories of guys he really liked or guys he didn't like. But I will say this, again, and we've said it all along, this is not a good draft. I don't think you're going to really be kicking yourself Giannis style on certain guys, Devin Booker, the list goes on for Pistons fans. We know, we've heard all about it. It's not, I don't think it's going to be one of those drafts. Certainly there's a ceiling up there for LaMelo Ball and Anthony Edwards and James Wiseman. I think those are the only three guys that you can really look at and realistically think that these guys are going to be anything more than like a one-time all-star in the league. I see a lot of solid players after those three. And again, that's not my top three. I'm just recognizing the fact that the ceiling exists that's pretty high with those guys. I don't think all three of them, or maybe even none of them, are going to hit those ceilings, but you can at least see a world where Anthony Edwards, LaMelo Ball, and James Wiseman are cornerstones of great teams, top three players on great teams, something like that. Again, I don't think it's going to happen, but it's possible. With all three of those guys. The other guys I just see as like maybe fringe starters, but in this draft, you got to take what it gives you, right? And that's what I think the situation the Pistons are in. If they hit the lottery, and again, I'm almost rooting against the Pistons in the lottery on August 20th, a week from Thursday, because I don't want them to get seduced by a possible franchise-altering talent in LaMelo Ball or Anthony Edwards that's going to not make it happen. This team isn't ready for... they haven't built the culture. They haven't done the work on the back end to prepare to take a guy like LaMelo Ball, who could be uninterested pretty quickly. And, you know, we'll see how it goes. I mean, he's certainly a guy who's bounced around for his entire NBA or his entire basketball career so far, and certainly wasn't a guy who really impressed with the intangibles in Australia by watching the tape and by reading what we know. So, hey, I don't know. Maybe that's the wrong judgment, so we have to go by what we have at this point. Everything you hear about guys like Tyrese Halliburton, Killian Hayes, Onyeka Okongwu, the intangibles, the culture type of fits, the things that Dwayne Casey wants and the things that Troy Weaver is probably trying to build as well. Well, we got some Pistons news to talk about leading up to the draft coming from Omari Sankofa. That's coming up next here on the Locked On Pistons podcast, which is a proud member of the Locked On Network, your team every day. But hey, say it with me now. Sports are back, baby. Wasn't it a great weekend to have all those sports on TV? I've been waiting for this day since back in March, and now it's here, and I only got one thing on my mind, and that's my bookie. My bookie is a home run, a slam dunk, a triple overtime game-winning shot all wrapped up into one. I love it. You love it. And that should be all you need to hear in order to start betting today. My bookie has up-to-the-minute odds on all your favorite teams, and with the start of MLB already underway, that's never been a better time to start playing. With my bookie, it's easy. You bet, you win, they pay. Are you feeling good about your team's chances this year in the bubble? Be sure to check out my bookie's World Series future bets for baseball and NHL stuff as well. Nothing shows you believe in your squad like betting on them before the season's even begun. For some of those leagues still out there, like the NFL. Have you heard about the NFL? Still on track to play, hopefully. But why stop with baseball? Smart bettors are always looking towards the future, and in this case, that means hoops, hockey, football. My bookie is already accepting bets on all those games, all the futures, all sorts of markets. There's never been a better time to start exploring the world of online sports betting. Join today, and my bookie will match your deposit 100%. Plus, they'll toss in a free $10 MLB futures wager. There's a certain team at Woodward and Adams that deserves your attention so far. All you got to do is enter promo code LOCKEDONNBA when signing up. Remember, at MyBookie, the terms are simple. You bet, you win, they pay. All right, some nice stories lately from Omari Sankofa of the Detroit Free Press. And again, encouraging you guys to get the newspaper subscriptions so you can read the online content. No longer going to be free at freep.com. and debtnews.com. Nice story from Omari about Will Bynum training Killian Hayes. And Omari talked to Will Bynum, who expressed his love for Joe Dumars. And Joe Dumars became the president of a basketball division of a thing called Independent Sports and Entertainment, which is a sports media and entertainment media management agency. That was kind of his gig for a couple years before he came along with Sacramento. During that time, he hired his old friend, an old player who played on the teams that he managed, and that was Will Bynum. So Will Bynum became a trainer for some of the prospects that signed with ISE. And Killian Hayes got matched up with Will Bynum in the last couple off seasons. Will Bynum has been mentoring and training Killian Hayes. So it's interesting, another tie for the Detroit Pistons organization. I know Will Bynum, big fan favorite during a tough stretch of basketball, but was kind of a bright spot and a guy who Pistons fans think positively as far as backup point guards off the bench with some good moments go. And maybe Killian Hayes could start off as that and maybe grow into something more. I'm not closing the door on Killian Hayes. I know some of you guys like him probably quite a bit more than I do. I see him as like, you know, six on my board, something like that. Probably right with LaMelo Ball. I'm not exactly sure how I stand on one versus one there. I had Killian Hayes number three. I might drop him down a little bit on Big Board 3.0, which will probably come up after the lottery, which again, draft lottery a week from tomorrow. Excited to experience some news and some real draft takes with you guys over these next couple months after we get this draft order all together. We also got the mock draft Elite Eight 3.0 coming up next week probably, and looking forward to sharing all that great content with you guys. But that'll do it for today's show. This is your host, Matt Shook, of the Locked On Pistons podcast, saying thanks for listening. And now tell your smart device to play the most recent episode of Locked On Fantasy Basketball. Talk to you guys tomorrow. Have a good one.